Hastings Athletic Director Trent Hansen joined KDWA Sports for an interview you'll hear in its entirety at the Hastings Coaches Show at 9.05 a.m. right here on KDWA Saturday morning. In a snippet of the interview, he tells fans that it was a tremendous school year from fall all the way through spring at HHS.
Totally agree, man. I would also describe it as a fun and fantastic year. And those are words with a lot of gravity and depth, and we don't just toss them around. You know, we have the qualitative kind of vibes, you know, kind of the energy that tells us that, and then we have the raw data, you know, the quantitative data that tells it was super healthy as well. And so, yeah, it's a huge responsibility, right, to facilitate programs that kids are excited to be a part of and families take pride in and our community can enjoy. And we're never perfect. There's always growth available, and yet it's okay at times like this to kind of look back a little and say, hey, man, thumbs up.
Something that's way more important than the athletic side is the fact that our student athletes at Hastings High School across the board have a collective GPA of well over 3. That's just another way that we know our culture in Hastings is going in the right direction.
It is awesome, and I think sometimes, again, I appreciate you highlighting it. I almost take it for granted as well, right, because it is so healthy. But I think to really capture also and validate what you just said is that all of this is a collaborative effort, right? So it's not Trent's athletic program. It's not Chad Fikema's boys basketball program. It's not this family's girls hockey team. It's our program, right? It's our team. It's our thing. Everyone has a part in it. And we all play different roles. Sometimes those roles are a little bit more frontal and decision-making, and sometimes they're more behind the scenes and indirect support, but everybody's got a hand in it for sure. And so, yeah, I accept the significant gravity that comes with the leadership responsibilities, and yet we're all an extension of this overall approach. So it's a huge challenge, but it's also a ton of fun when you can support these kids for sure.
Even though it seems like there is no off-season anymore for high school athletes, coaches, and ADs, Hansen talks about the importance of getting some rest and relaxation in before madness begins in August.
Coaching is intense, especially in this era. I mean, there's really no off-season for them. Parents have a lot of access differently than before, and their expectations run the gamut. There's a lot of challenges there. And so this time of the year is both an awesome opportunity for kids and teams to improve, because it is the off season, right? You can stretch your game out. And it's also a time of the year that has a different rhythm to it, and it should be a time that kids can sleep in, go to the beach, grab a book from the library, play video games for 4 hours because they don't have a test tomorrow, you know, whatever. I mean, that stuff is all healthy too, in balance, right? Not all by itself, but I think as adults, we need to remember the same thing. You know, you and I have known each other a long time. I'm not great in this regard. I'll be real candid about always doing what I really challenge our coaches to do. Yank the cord out of the wall and walk away from this for 10 days and then come back. Part of it's my wiring, naturally. Part of it's, you know, how I was raised. You serve, you step up. But I think, to your point, I'm going to do in the next 2 weeks what I really promote that our coaches do. I'm not working. I'm going to play bags with my kids or float on a boat or sleep in or just go to the record store or whatever the thing is, right? Or ask them what they want to do, board game, just flip on, you know, Disney Plus. I don't know. It could be a lot of things for families, but like just being around, right? And parents that have high school kids, like I didn't sit around the house with my parents when I was 17. It doesn't work like that, right? There's ways you can connect different ways, and I think it's important that we all do it. So yeah, for sure. And then like the week of the 4th of July is a no-contact week for high school league coaches. They can't have camps. They can't have clinics. Can't watch film. Can't have alumni come in. Can't do anything. It's great for them. It's great for our kids. And I just hope that everyone takes the time to do those things, a day here, a day there, a week here, a week there. And you know what? If you're training the right way, rest is as equally important a component as the actual physical training that you're doing in the weight rooms or whatever. You can't just go all the time. You have to have that appropriate recovery, and part of the recovery in the summer is all those things I described. So I'm just hopeful that everyone takes advantage of it too, yourself included.
The whole interview can be heard at 9:05 Saturday morning.